All right.
I hate women really
was that
much.
Even in the camera? It was, right?
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, no, you're good. All right. I hate women a lot, and I like that. Slapping women and throwing them on the floor because I like that.
Is you like that? Jesus Christ. My dad did.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode, another Extra Ammo with us, yours truly.
It's the misogynist cast. It's misogynist cast. It's one of our misogynistic
punching
moments.
Women in the fucking face because I
like
that.
We weren't being misogynistic.
We were just
venting. We were talking about specifically how IKEA sucks and it's built for women.
Yeah.
Because it's in the same way that like a lot of perfume or departments or
it was the Victoria's Secret,
the cashiers are like way the fuck away.
All the way in the
back. You have to go through this maze to get there.
When's the last time you've been to Sephora or Victoria's Secret or anything like that?
So as I'm single and I have been for a while, so it's been a long time.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, but I remember that experience. And being just completely baffled.
God, that's so true. Because even in Ulta, I went in Ulta with Joe. The fucking, they're all the way in the back. It's all the way in the back.
Look, dude. Look, guys. All jokes aside,
that's crazy.
Not Sweeney's is Kingston Jameson, dude. Kingston and me. All right.
Uh huh.
I was raised by beautiful, powerful women. Right. My grandmother is the epitome of one of the greatest women I met in my life. Strong, hardworking, independent, truly very intelligent woman, right?
Debatable.
But even her, when she goes shopping, something about her critical thinking mind disappears.
It just turns into...
And she goes from aisle to aisle looking for shit that we don't fucking need. This Sunday, I threw a barbecue where I invited a bunch of my friends over, right? It was a quick thing to get together. Jalen simply was coming over, and he was just like, hey, can we use the grill? And I was like, all right, cool. And then he was supposed to tell other people, and he didn't tell people last minute. And people showed up to my house last minute. And I was like, yeah, I guess we're going to go. We got to go shopping to buy stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're going to Costco. We only need certain things. She's like, why don't we go up and down the aisles?
At Costco?
I'm like, my nigga, why?
Costco's the worst place to do that.
My nigga, why? You just get what we need and we leave. That's it. You get what you need and you get out.
Costco's dangerous, though. I love Costco.
Even for me, it works on me. That's why when I go in there, I have to turn off my want. I turn into my parent. Turn into my parent and I'm like, I don't have the money for this shit. Do we got the money for that? You got that kind of money on you? We got the money for it, but I'm still like, you got that kind of money on you right now? You see how much that is? I wanted to buy a monitor. There were so many cheap monitors there. And I was like, these are really good monitors, but I can't right now.
Dude,
I'm not here for that.
When we were walking, because Jalen, his girlfriend, and I went to Costco before that, too, to pick up the burgers. And we were walking. That was my first time in that Costco. It's been a long time since I've been in a Costco, actually. It's been like probably like over 10 years since I've been in a Costco.
Oh, wow.
And I forgot, because there's just so much shit. That's why I bought that crate of soda.
He brought like 17 fucking Coca-Colas in one little thing. And I'm like, why?
Well, Mexican Cokes, I just like, because it's Costco. They sell it in bulk. Mm. And so I was just like, it's not bad for like, it was like $27 for a lot of Coke.
Look,
and I was
man.
Just like, all right, yeah, why not?
You're right.
But I saw a PlayStation. I was like, do I want to buy a PlayStation right now? I was like, oh, wait.
I thought about
like,
when you first walk in, they're right there for mad cheap. And
they're
I'm like,
literally right there. And I'm like, nope.
And I'm like,
it's like,
I need
why
one?
The fuck would you do that?
Right.
I do that.
I
with
will
a,
because I, the pro is going to be out soon and I have to for the show. But I'm just like,
I almost bought sure. one and I was like, dude, I have yeah, one no, in my house.
Look, I understand. I understand that feeling. I do that with when games are on sale online.
I just did that with a couple of stuff on
all
Steam.
The time. I always see it.
I got
that.
That
doesn't work on me. I'm immune to that shit because I'm like, look, I'm buying
well,
this
weird.
Game.
Like, that's well, the same
well,
thing.
Well, no, it's no. For me, it's because of the fact that like, I buy games I usually just want. I don't usually see games and I'm like, oh, I'll buy that. I'm like, oh, I don't really want that game.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I play only because that's why I've been playing Destiny almost exclusively for fucking years, you know? Yeah. Like, I play the same games often. I'm still playing Elden Ring. I haven't beat fucking Tears of the Kingdom yet. I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3 again. So I'm like, you know, like, I'm not going to buy these games. But when it comes to out like physical purchases, because I can touch them, you know,
yeah.
I can bring them home and I get the little box and I'm like, yay, I'm so happy that it almost works sometimes. Dude. And I
well,
hate it.
Well, it really depends on this, on the degree of the sale. Because some of that stuff on the Steam summer sale to like last night was crazy.
What's I got like, is it over? It ended today, right?
I think so. But like I got, well, I don't know. I don't know.
But I think it ends the 6th. I feel like it's the 2nd to
6th. No, you'll just check. It's
I really have no idea. Whatever. Like the point is like I got some stuff. And it came out to like $4.08.
Right.
But it was like I got Batman Arkham Knight and I got Middle Earth Shadow of
Mordor.
Oh, War, yeah.
Because I never played that one. I only played Mordor.
It kept crashing on me. It was good, great game.
The dangerous thing
for
that right now.
But those two games for $4, like, that's...
Yeah, that's a
fantastic. I think Batman was like $1, and I was like...
This is the danger with those games now, right? The Steam Deck exists.
That's why
where
I
the
them.
Danger for me exists, right? Because the Steam Deck, I don't have enough games to play on it, really, you know?
Yeah. But okay, I'm talking about, like, say, there's games that I already own, and they're so cheap, I even have the thought of, like, oh, no, wow.
That's, yeah.
Can I sell, like, the version of the game, like, I have, then, like, buy it again? Like, is that, dude, possible?
Like, well, because, dude, I own Batman Arkham Knight on PS4, but, like, I have the PS4 version of it.
Right.
So, like, I'm not going to play the fucking PS4 version of Batman Arkham Knight again. For $1, I'll play the fucking PC version on a Steam Deck. Absolutely.
You guys sold me off because I never beat Arkham Knight.
No, that makes sense.
Arkham Knight's pretty good.
Yeah, we already talked about the tank missions.
Yeah. When the Batmobile sucks.
When you literally have to do stealth missions in your Batmobile, it's so stupid.
It's very stupid.
Other than that, like 95% of the game is fucking
everything
great.
Else is superb,
I love the violent nature of that game, bro.
Oh, it's great.
Batman picking somebody up and throwing them against a door hinge.
I just shared
as
that.
As hard as he can.
Is it that video of him beating up the guy?
Beating the fuck out of that dude. And then in the next one, he slams this dude the fucking door hinge. And he's like all twitching. And then he's like, talk.
So Batman funny. Punching somebody 5,000 times in 10 seconds.
It's like Batman. The one that was funny is like Batman. I sold drugs to fight my daughter's chemo, and he's a beat.
And then he's just.
I'm like, why, Bruce?
The first time where I really felt it was he's choking. He lifts the dude up, and he's choking. He's interrogating them. And once he finishes, he brings them forward and then elbows them. And I'm like, he's dead. He's fucking dead. Like, you can't survive that.
First and foremost, you can physically not lift somebody like that.
Well,
Your muscles can't do that.
Batman's muscles are
not strong enough to do that.
Batman,
Bruce is different. Yeah. He's different from everybody else.
He can leap 20 feet to kick somebody.
Bro, like, that leap is propulsion.
He'll fucking do like a flip like 20 feet and
kick someone
from across.
You know what's crazy? I think Arkham Batman might be able to beat PS4 Spider-Man. Like, actually dead serious.
Probably.
I think if they
unquestionably.
Fought.
Unquestionably. Without a doubt.
I think if they fought, the fight would be way closer than it should be. Like, way closer.
I think he would win.
Yeah, on
Spider-Man's constantly getting his ass kicked in those games.
Yeah, on paper,
and Batman never is in trouble.
I'm gonna be honest. I've had more issues dealing with the Spider-Man henchmen, like getting touched every once in a while.
They're actually a threat.
And in Arkham,
the thing is, I feel like the game is a good portrayal of Spider-Man, opposed to the Arkham games is a wild portrayal of Batman.
Right, exactly.
I feel like that's a very like conscious level of like Spider-Man's power. Like Spider-Man is about this strong, he has this level of speed, he can hit about this hard, you know, stuff like that. But for Batman, it's like, nah, Batman
can flip
super fast.
He can kick somebody. He can kick somebody in the head from across a 20-foot room with one leap.
Batman looking at Dennis someone's head and be like, it happened at 4 p.m. and it was done by over there. And this is it. X-ray. Batman is pretty much the fucking guy from Heavy Rain with the fucking cool glasses. But he fucks people up also. It's insane.
Yeah.
That game is so fucking wild, dude. When he fights Man-Bat and beats... When he fights Bane and beats the fuck out of him. I was like, what? And he also beat the shit out of Slade.
He whoops everybody.
Like,
man.
That bothered me so much because Slade is supposed to be like a superhuman. And Batman beats him like a drunk Irish dad beats the fuck out of his wife. It's insane.
Hey, man. You can't fuck with Batman. And I love... I know it's the least favorite one because it was the one where it didn't have Kevin...
Origins?
Kevin Conway, yeah, Origins.
Origins, I heard, was pretty good.
It's fun game. Fun
I never
shit.
Played it, though.
It's fun as shit. First of all... They designed him in that game where he has oak trees for legs. Like, I don't know what happened, but his legs are way bigger in that game.
The way.
And then he gets those fucking shot gauntlets. That shit is just, I'm like, dude, it's the most devastating thing in that game. Because once you get in a combo, you're just knocking everyone out, like, immediately. And I'm like, you're killing people. And I was like, how is this?
I hate how intimate his takedowns are, too. Because it's like fucking BJJ, like, debilitating them. And you hear, like, every time you hit somebody, you get the little buzz. So it's you just, like, almost sexually beating the fuck out of these people. And it's like, dude, why are there criminals where he's around?
I really love those games.
Yeah, why would they?
Like, the Arkham games are really fucking good.
They're so fun.
And I've been, like, wanting to play them. But, like, the original, like, Asylum and Arkham City have, like, compatibility issues with Steam Deck. I haven't tried them, but, like, it says, like, you know how, like, you'll scroll over a game and it'll say, like, compatibility. It's, like, iffy.
Oh, interesting.
Or, like, it's not supported or whatever. Those games kind of are old, so old that it's, like, they're not really supported.
I would definitely not try Arkham Asylum, because that was definitely the Game of the Year one was involved with Windows Live.
Yeah.
And
it was.
Yeah, so you're just good luck. And also
Windows Live.
I got Arkham
God.
Knight for $1, so it's like there you go.
Arkham Knight's
get
great.
My fix.
I do love Arkham City though. I love that game.
Arkham City's really good.
I love that game.
Arkham City's a really good representation of like a 3D, like it's a really good superhero video game about Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think Arkham Asylum is actually like a fucking perfect video game. Like video game. Like level design, like progression and shit like that.
I gotta play it more because I played that one less. But only because
that
I
was
guess
the first
around,
one, right?
around the time
it's the first
well,
one
night,
Asylum yeah
Asylum
08 09
Asylum yeah
oh
I think it was
no it might be 08 actually
it's yeah it's one of the two
I don't know
I don't, think I was eighth grader when I played but that game is amazing
the biggest Truly thing game. Is the biggest difference because actually going back to Arkham Asylum when I started playing it a little bit the sound effects are a little annoying they're a little bit cartoonish. That's one I don't remember this.
Oh yeah,
but I went back and started playing. I was like, oh, it's weird.
It's more it's like the animated series.
Like it has more of those sounds. They're like now it's just like beating.
Now it's
meat.
Yeah. Now it's
it just sounds like
body.
Yeah,
hurting.
It sounds like that fucking hurts.
Yeah, Arkham Asylum is very very animated series coded.
Right.
Like in a way that City and Knight aren't.
Yeah.
Knight is furthest. Knight is like borderline Christopher Nolan at certain points.
Arkham Knight is like if. Whoever made Watchmen made Batman, pretty much.
Yeah, it's really good. Still.
We're like, I enjoyed it. Yeah,
but it definitely gets less cartoony as it goes on. But
yeah, and then it gets really cartoony when fucking Suicide Squad kill the Justice League. It gets a little funny. Man.
Well, dude, in Knights, the most moments where you get to play as Red Hood and he has guns, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah,
they
really,
like, they're not lethal.
That game's so
boom,
wild.
Boom,
man.
Boom.
I feel so bad for them that Rocksteady.
It's
9 years on that.
What a fall from! How do you not?
Now they're on. Guess what game they're on support for?
What? Oh no, I don't know.
Should have guessed. They're a support studio now. Technically, well, I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but like, they're
COD.
They're working in a support capacity for fucking Hogwarts Legacy.
Damn, that sucks, man. Like
Sween looks devastated.
That sucks.
I'm also happy because I hate everything Harry Potter. So it makes my soul happy.
Why would that make you happy?
Because I want them to ruin the game.
They're not going. They're a really good team.
They won't. It's the thing that's just
no.
It just feels so shameful. Where it's like, hey, we're Rocksteady. We would really like to play. We would really like to make a really great single player game like we've been doing. No, make this stupid fucking gay game. And now that shit ruined, go work on this fucking really successful single
player. Yeah, right? Isn't that? That's exactly, you picked up on exactly
it's
what's
like,
so cruel about it.
Fuck.
It's like they let the Harry Potter people make the game that they actually wanted to make.
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, let's, why wouldn't we do this for Harry Potter? It makes perfect sense. I'm actually surprised it took this long for a game like this to happen.
Really?
And it's really fucking good. And now they get to be a support capacity for it. It's like, that's so fucked up. They could have just let them make a good game.
Right.
It's so sad.
It would have sold well.
They really know how to make those games. Like, I feel like they're one of those companies that, like, oh, yeah, we really like superheroes, so we make good superhero games.
Yeah.
That's
probably.
It. Like, that's how it works, you know? In fact, that hasn't really been the world for a long time with many things involving superheroes.
Uh-huh.
I feel like superheroes have fallen really out of favor in like the last like maybe like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, sure.
Five,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, since the ending of
Endgame.
Since Endgame and the year after, really.
I think obviously, because people like superhero fatigue is a real thing. I think it was a degree of fatigue because we kept having to go out to the movies. X-Men 97 came out. Rave reviews, like almost unanimously positive reviews.
Well, the thing that's crazy is, and this is one thing that the the big wigs just don't fucking understand is that it just like with Into the Spider-Verse and all that shit, animation is the great.
Key. It's the key for stuff it's like that, better. Dude.
The people can move better. Like, you know how, like, say how they do inhuman, like, I don't care about, it's like, say, looking at what superheroes can do, live action can never replicate it the best. They have to do CGI and it looks a little weird. So why not just, if it's all animated, it's all going to be the same fucking shit. And so you can let them do weird. Like,
yeah. A lot of Marvel movies are borderline animated anyway.
Right.
The last chunk of Endgame there's not an actor on screen right. for like half of that shit.
Like, why not just, if that was just animated, how much better would it be? In my opinion, I think it would be way
look
better.
Look at all of the amazing cameos we got from Spider-Man. It's simply as Morph. Spider-Man, X-Men, as Morph.
X-Men 97.
Turning into fucking Quicksilver, fucking running around, punching the guy till his fist lit up on fire.
That was really smart.
Fucking turning into Hulk. Like, shit like that.
That was amazing.
Like, freaking actually fucking, what's his name? Guns in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Oh my god, I forget his name. I feel like a fucking
Cable?
Idiot. Cable using his powers for the first time, actually, and making like a Kamehameha. Dude. Like, shit like that is awesome, dude.
Jean Grey
turning back into the OP. Phoenix, bro.
They showed how, because the original one showed only there was a Phoenix, but yeah. As actual Jean Grey, there was nothing. She was nothing. She did nothing. She did
She passed out a lot.
Dude, yeah. Oh, like, always just coming. And Wolverine actually got to tear some people up, which was cool.
Finally.
I was just like, this is perfect. And this is what, I mean, it was kind of like why we enjoyed X-Men Origins the game.
Yeah.
Because, hey, we get to do some Wolverine shit.
That's the thing that I feel like we haven't gotten in so long, as we got superheroes being superheroes, being super in a real way that they are super. Seeing Spider-Man like fucking dodge under somebody, hit them, they bounce off the ground, he jumps off them, swings them into a wall, and then webs them up. That's fucking cool, dude. Seeing Miles fucking electric Shoryuken people and then turn invisible and blow up lightning. Like, that's fucking shit, dude. That's what they do.
Bro,
but we never get that. Like, that's why I don't love the Nolan movies. People are like, I love these movies. It's like, they're good for like them being realistic. I love
The Dark Knight as a psychological thriller, and that's it.
But like Batman, it's not a regular nigga,
Batman
dog. He's doing crazy shit all the time.
I don't give a shit. Like, say, I've watched Batman Begins like maybe 3 times. It's fine.
I know some guy. This is another podcast online. It's called Escape the Pod podcast, something like that. It's two guys. I think it's a very funny podcast, entertaining. Two young white men. One is half Latino, so it's really enjoying hearing them talk. And he vehemently thinks that Dark Knight Begins is better than any MCU movie. And I think that is
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins better than any MCU movie. And I think that's preposterous.
I just can't see why.
I think that's preposterous.
It's better than most, probably.
I think that movie's so boring, it's insane.
But there's like an element of like, I don't know how
it's.
Do you think that's like a brain rot thing, though?
No, I think it's actually just a really unfun movie to watch. Ra's portrayal is really insane, because Ra's isn't Ra's al Ghul. He's a fucking just an evil guy.
He's very different.
Because they didn't get his character right. I think Christian Bale is boring.
Well, I'm wondering about that guy. The guy that likes it. I want to know why he likes the movie. As far as
I would say, The Dark Knight's better than most MCU movies for sure.
I think it's a better movie overall. I don't think it's a better superhero movie.
I think Winter Soldier is better than Dark Knight. I stand by that.
Winter Soldier?
I really stand by that. I think Winter Soldier as a film, because it could not be Captain America movie, because Spy Thrill, and it would be a great movie still. I think Captain America enhances it and it makes it cooler in a way that like is enjoyable, but I think it's a way better movie.
Well,
I think cinematography wise.
Well, yeah, but see, you're talking about superhero shit, like with choreography. The choreography in the Nolan verse is dog shit, like completely. Especially Batman Begins. Batman Begins, dude.
It's so rigid.
Go to Kingston. This is Batman Begins. It gets all blurry, and then it gets fucking this fucking zoomed in, and I can't even see what's happening. I was like, dude, what? Like, people are telling me these fight scenes are good, and they're not. I'm like, it's literally this. I'm seeing Batman's elbow do something.
He's
and like
elbowing the fuck out of people the whole like, movie. I think that's great.
So in Dark Knight, they pulled it back, and so I can at least see him do shit. Because basically what that means, when it's that close, that means the choreography is absolute dog shit. It's a movie trick, right? When the worse it looks, the more you want to pull into it, so you kind of just see action happening.
Yeah.
But you don't get to see the actual choreography.
For me, the only scene I think is very good in Batman Begins, the scene when he's training with Ra's, while he's training with the sword.
Oh, when they're on the ice?
And he has the freaking gauntlet on.
Yeah.
That's a dope-ass scene. I think that scene is dope.
There's a couple of, like, my favorite scene is when he actually finally beats him. And then when he accepts death, like, yeah. I love that scene. And then when he flies off, he's like, fuck off. You know, I'm out of here, bitch. Like, fuck you, little bitch.
I love that scene. But I think that movie is very just kind of boring. I don't think it's a bad movie, though. Never say bad.
It's fine. It's just not like I'm like, whatever about it. The Dark Knight as a threat. When you think about the best scenes from Dark Knight, it's all fucking Joker. Joker,
or when he throws that dog off the building. Another great scene.
What I remember the Joker scenes most, I guess.
They're great scenes.
But then I do remember. I don't know. I think what's his face? Harvey Dent had really good scenes.
I think sometimes.
I think some of them were. I do think that plot point. That plot point where they're.
The game theory moment?
It's Harvey Dent and the woman.
The game theory moment.
I thought that was a badass. That was like probably one of the coolest things I've seen in a superhero movie period where there was just like a just genuine consequence to that shit. I was like, sick, finally.
It was Mass Effect, man. It was very
Mass Effect.
And then he told him the wrong addresses because he wanted to save his pussy, right? And then she was like, oh, it's okay. Rachel, no, my pussy! Oh, you got my pussy.
That's exactly so hard. Just breaking out the fucking thing. He's like bending out of his costume.
But no, like
the scene when he runs
interrogation
off.
Scene.
Yeah, the
like,
interrogation scene.
Like
great.
Fucking the well, just
the intro to that movie is really good too.
I don't like the intro. Is I think great. It's fun. I just don't know. Where are they? I'm very disillusioned with the Joker as a character because I just don't know how somebody wouldn't blow his head off. I just don't get how like these are fucking scum motherfuckers
in that movie. I feel like the way that we understand Joker that keeps coming back, recurring, yeah. Totally on board with that. In this movie, this isn't like, oh, it's the Joker again. No, it's not again.
It's just his guy. Okay
with it, him being diabolical and like, what the fuck is going on? Because he's only in jail for that one time, then the guy's the bomb, he gets out. So like they allowed him to.
The hospital scene's also great. I can't deny that. That scene is fucking great.
To me, every scene.
I like the scene where he's wearing the mask and then he takes it off and then Harvey realizes that it's him, even though it's obviously the Joker.
It's obviously not a nurse. and the way he says, he goes, hi. Everything.
When the thing blows up and he stumbles. I think that's really funny.
He can't get the trigger to go, and then it startles him, and he's stumbling away. I think everything about his performance was fucking brilliant.
It's a good movie.
I think about the movie, I like it a lot.
I just said it's a superhero movie. As far as like, if I want to see Batman kick ass, those aren't the movies, right? To me, it's not about that at all.
Well, to me, like you just. Honestly, it's the Arkham games are the best.
Well, that's exactly my point.
I love the new Batman movie, dude. I love it. It's a very good Bruce Wayne Batman movie.
I like that movie too.
That's what I like about the movie. It's the Bruce Wayne that we know he has to be as some sort of socially retarded, like fucking weirdo. He has to be that kind of guy. Him being like a fucking thriving socialite doesn't make any sense. He doesn't sleep. Like him walking in a room like that. When he walks in the room in the beginning, and everybody's like, "Who the fuck is this weird ass guy staring at the crime scene, dressed like a fucking flying rodent?"
Yeah,
who is this guy? This guy's a fucking weirdo. And the boots clanking, the fucking loud ass boot clanks.
Yeah, the Batman. I think the Batman's great.
And he beats the fuck out of Hispanic guy, really bad.
But I like that movie. I don't know. I like that movie specifically because it reminds me of like. The way that we, it reminds me of like before universes, I guess. It feels like a standalone movie, and I don't want there to be another one. Like I don't need another Batman with Robert Pattinson. I think they did everything that they needed to do with that movie.
I would love to see him again as Batman, but I understand that like you know, like, I just want to see him. The same thing is, like, I want to see Joaquin Phoenix again as Joker. I want to see him as Joker again.
No, I don't want to see that at all.
No, but I want to. I would like to see him as Joker. It's interesting seeing him as Joker.
Right.
But they don't need to continue that. Like, we already got what we needed.
I don't want any of it.
Yeah, the fact that we're getting a Joker 2 kind of bothers me.
Very different. Huh? It's very different, too.
Musical.
How they're handling it.
Well, that's actually the only part of it that has me interested. It's like, okay, so it's like a fucking musical with
I'm not really
Gaga. Okay, weird.
Les Mis?
That's fucking, yeah, fucking that's, Joker that's weird. Mis? That's so weird that it justifies itself
it's
in some way.
It's interesting, but, like, I just don't. I'm not really into musicals. You know what I mean?
I just don't want them. I just don't. It was so good as it
we
was.
Don't, you know, you're, we right, don't need, you're right. We don't need to retouch these characters exactly.
There's you're going to ruin it. It's a lot of times there's things that don't, like, hey, we did it. It does it. And you don't need to do it again. Like, sometimes when they do sequels, like, years later, right? You're like, why are you doing this?
Right.
This was good. Dumb and Dumber 2. Dumb and Dumber. I forgot about that. And then they did Dumb and Dumber T-O-O. Like, you know, they did, or was it just T-O?
Have no idea.
No, I think it was just T.O.
They made a third Dumb and Dumber movie?
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes. So, like, it opens up. Okay, I will admit, it was kind of funny. The movie opens up where it's like Lloyd is in a wheelchair. Like, he looks like he, like, has dementia or something. He's all fucked up. And then it turns out he was just pranking Harry for, like, 20 years or something. It was actually kind of funny. I was like, the opening thing where he was like, oh, haha, I got you. I pretended to be, like, retarded.
I pretended to have yo, that'd be
so
wild.
So something like you would kill him. You just literally execute him. 5 minute movie and then his credits.
Imagine,
that's how I would have handled
imagine
that.
Imagine if you did that to me, I'd be like, you're so not fucking funny.
I think I would.
You're a bad person.
I think you would be like, you should be legally allowed to kill that person.
Yeah, like, I think it's.
I mourned you. I mourned the memory of you. I accepted in my mind and heart that the person I loved was dead.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna play a joke on me. I'm going to fucking kill everybody related to you. I'm going to kill everybody.
That was a wild, wild time in cinema because that was when they did Anchorman 2. They were doing all these
was
fucking
Anchorman
sequels.
Was Anchorman 2, it was a bit after the first one, right? It wasn't
very much after.
It was very, very after.
Because Anchorman was like in 2005 or something.
Easily more than 10
it
years.
It was 05?
It was like 2004, 2005.
No way.
100%.
Really?
I was in high school.
That was definitely the time of like freaking... Talladega Nights.
40-Year-Old
Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin was like a year after or something like that because that came out in 06.
Yeah, Zach and Mimi make a porno or whatever.
Yeah, like, that was that like era. 08. Fucking Knocked Up was like 07. All that Judd Apatow bullshit, yeah. And
he had a stronghold on movies for a
that
minute,
motherfucker
bro. He
made
had a stranglehold.
Money at that time.
Yeah, did he make a freaking Hangover 2 or no?
No, that was Todd Phillips.
Yeah, that wasn't.
That motherfucker had those guys had a fucking stronghold on the movie world.
They did. It was like
bit.
That was it. If you
they
wanna...
overdid that movie, by the way.
Oh, Hangover 1 was so funny.
I remember really liking the Hangover 1 and then they were like, "Oh, there's a second one." I was like, "Oh.
Hey, let's do the exact same plot just in Thailand." I was like, what? I watched it in the theater, and I was like, are they really doing the exact same? They did the exact same plot.
And then they did it again.
They did in third one, right?
What makes it crazy is that movie would have went down in comedy movie history, actually, if they only made
if
one.
If they just made one. Because
it would have been like one
I
of the
actually,
funniest comedy movies
every
ever.
Every once
I think
in a
it's
while.
It's actually less funny to watch now that there's two more of them.
It's like, yeah, it's like Pineapple Express. Like Pineapple Express is hilarious. And they stopped. They didn't touch that movie.
Well, listen, yeah, like, where are you going to go with it from there?
Or like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, what are you going to do? Have a Napoleon Dynamite 2?
What the fuck are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it?
He's a fucking radical terrorist. He's like a fucking homegrown
terrorist. Okay, wait. You're cooking. Hold on.
Like, imagine like Napoleon Dynamite, but he becomes like a jihadist, like a self-American jihadist.
That's amazing.
That's fucking
he just, it pivots in a way.
He grows out his, like, beard very long and right there like that. He's like...
Yeah, I tried to join Hamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's freaking stupid.
Oh,
I did what I had to do.
Oh, I don't know.
Uncle Rico's jacked. Uncle Rico's meditating under a waterfall.
Yeah.
On a rock, just having it crash on him.
What's Pedro doing?
Pedro died.
Yeah, he's
Pedro
gone.
Just died.
He got deported.
Pedro got deported, and in the middle of getting him out of there, he got sniped. Like somebody killed
fucking
Pedro.
Chris Kyle.
I told you, I spent it with my son. That movie's so insane. Watching that movie like high was one of the most eye opening experiences I think I've had in my life.
Yeah,
crazy is I think that movie's really funny, but I know he would have been like a fucking Columbine kid.
Well,
oh sure.
Well, the thing about it is that he's like not a good character.
Yeah, he sucks. He sucks.
I don't think I really got that when I was. I think when I was a kid, when I was a kid, I thought they were because.
You know, everybody's mean to
when
him.
When you're a kid, you're watching movies. You're like, I guess the protagonist is supposed to be you're supposed to like the guy, but he sucks.
He's supposed to like Pedro. You're not supposed to like fucking what to call it.
The main character. Well, it's just.
You didn't get that?
Well, I didn't really care, really.
You just wasn't paying attention, yeah.
The first time I watched that movie, I didn't like it at all. And then I watched it again, and then I liked it a little bit. And then I kept liking it more and more.
That's interesting. I appreciate it.
That was me with Nacho Libre. I hated Nacho Libre at first so much.
I still don't like that movie.
I fucking love that movie. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. It's so silly, dude.
My problem is I don't like Jack Black as a main role. That's my problem.
Oh, really?
No. I like Jack Black and like side characters.
That's a fun little movie.
I actually like the movie a lot. I like it a lot, but it's just at a certain point, I'm kind of like, your Jack Black mannerisms at a certain point, I'm like, I get it. That's kind of how I feel. Yeah. So I like to, one of my favorite was his supporting role in Orange County. I don't know if you ever saw it with Colin Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for him. I loved his Tropic Thunder.
Oh, Tropic Thunder.
I love his supporting roles.
Who was the best part of Tropic Thunder? It's crazy. It's RDJ. It has to be RDJ.
Country Mile, in my opinion.
It has to be RDJ.
It's a Country Mile, but it's a debatable Country Mile.
Ben Stiller's
really good at that movie.
He's great.
And Tom Cruise movie is crazy also.
My fucking mom didn't know that. I was like, are you fucking... It took her... He says something like... Oh, he says this. He says, this is when my mom realized this. This is deep into the movie. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up. And she was like, is that Tom Cruise? And I'm like, Mom. I was like, Mom.
Well, dude, luggage, you put it by the dorm, and you got to be out here by 8 p.m.
I didn't know that was Tom Cruise for a long time.
You're lying.
No, I'm not kidding.
No way.
But I also have never seen, at that point, a Tom Cruise movie, and he was not important to me at all.
That's fair. That is fair.
I know like what he looked like from like when I would see like TMZ or like a trailer or something. It's like, oh, I guess that's Tom Cruise.
Oh, Sam.
But nobody else in that movie looks as different except for like RDJ.
Yeah.
And when I saw Tropic Thunder, I had no idea who Robert Downey Jr. was.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, he had just come back into the limelight.
He had just come back from like into Iron Man.
He didn't know about all the fuck ups that he did. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
No, I watched RDJ 12 for the first time.
You know,
he was in the first time I saw him in a movie was in Sutton Martin.
Jim Crow. What?
it's funny. He was in the movie with Dean Martin. I forgot the guy with the white hair. He's been like permanently
Steve
old.
Martin.
Steve Martin. He was in the movie with it was him and Eddie Murphy were in that movie. I forgot what it's called.
Bowfinger?
Yeah, he was in Bowfinger.
Yeah.
He was in Bowfinger. It's the first time I ever saw him.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, and he was funny as fuck even in that role. He was pretty fucking funny.
Who was he in Bowfinger?
He was one of the directors they were trying to get the money from. He was like, that'd be delicious if you made that.
I've only seen that movie once at Jerry's
I've only seen it once too, actually.
That movie's mad fucking funny.
I actually liked it.
It's fucking hilarious. But I saw him in Bowfinger, then I saw him in A Soloist. He was in a movie with Jamie Foxx.
Right.
Had like a mic.
That was like the dramatic one.
Like ultra autism, and he was good at the violin. His autism was outrageous. It was like to the point that he could fly almost. It was crazy. But
you only fly with the violin.
Take off.
It's wild.
But then I saw him. I saw Iron Man after, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good at acting. And then he obviously did that movie. And technically, his acting in that movie is like almost award worthy, but in the dumbest fucking way.
I think it totally is. I think it's so meta.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, dude, it's meta easily, is so good.
I think Tropic Thunder should have got awards for his acting. It was unbelievable.
That role is crazy. A lot of voice actors will tell you that too. It's just like he's essentially doing an impression of someone as an impression of somebody else.
Yeah, and it's double acting.
That is mega difficult. Like, voice acting, it's very difficult to do, yeah. That would be like, okay, I'm going to do a Trump impression, but I'm going to do Biden impersonating Trump. And then it comes across perfectly. Like, you understand that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's, like, mega hard.
My favorite thing about it, like, he has a meta moment where, because you got to think about what he actually says. He says, I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. Meaning... He's talking about himself.
Even as an actor.
As RDJ.
RDJ, yeah.
Because, like, that's one extra step.
No, it's not as RDJ, but it's meta that, but like, it's not.
But
he's
like,
an actor. He's a man playing an actor playing another guy. And that's insane.
That fake movie with him and Tobey Maguire?
I forgot what it's called.
Devil's Hallway.
Satan's Alley. Yeah, yeah.
that movie, fucking Tobey Maguire rated for Teen Choice best kiss.
Yeah, it's like his best kiss. That was that. That's his best award. The disrespectful.
He actually has an Oscar too, which is crazy. But they gave him that. They chose the best kiss.
Who did he get an Oscar for?
What you call it? A Seabiscuit.
Oh, I didn't know.
He has an Oscar for Seabiscuit.
I
think it's
Oscar for Seabiscuit. I had
no idea.
No, I don't know. I didn't know. Yeah.
And it's just like, why would they choose that? Why would they choose the best kiss? Like, come on, dude.
I mean, obviously, just to disrespect.
Because it's funny.
Yeah. That movie is, I really think RDJ went out and put his heart into it.
That's the last great comedy, I think.
If the Academy honestly, was...
That's the last that kind genuine. Of comedy ever.
I'm trying to think of a comedy past that time. I remember having some... I kind of had fun with This Is the End. I had fun with that movie. That was where all the celebrities and it was like fun Rapture.
The first time I watched it.
There's
scenes in that movie that are funny.
I remember having fun with the movie, but also like I probably saw it only.
Is that the one?
Time.
Is that the one where
it's everybody's
Michael
playing
Cera
themselves.
Gets actually slapped by Rihanna.
Actually slapped. Yeah, like Rihanna slaps the shit out of him. Yeah, but it was
what? The only other movies that I can think of that like that are comedies that like I feel maybe like the Cornetto guys, Simon Pegg and
Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Yeah.
What movies did they make?
I love fucking Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
They also
seeing
did,
him old now is crazy.
The world's end sucked.
Jarring,
yeah, it's
right?
Weird.
Remember when he was a young dude? I remember when he was younger than we are right now. Isn't that fucking crazy?
You know what's fucking gross? It's like because Weird Al did a thing for the election.
Oh yeah,
which is wild,
right?
Seeing him,
yeah,
that's how you know.
That shit queued up, dude.
That's how you know that things like, guys, if Weird Al is talking about politics, things are bad.
Yeah,
like things are bad. Things have transitioned way into bad territory. But he was doing. He did a thing with Shmoyoho, the Auto-Tune the News guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh right, back in the day. I forgot about them.
He did a video like they collaborated in the first debate, I think, like in 2020 or whatever, during the pandemic, and they did another one for this one, and it's just like. He's old, and it's like, wow.
Very old.
That's weird, because Weird Al specifically has been, like...
youthful for a while.
Relatively youthful looking for a while.
It's crazy jarring. To think about this. I thought about this a few days ago, but I'm closer to 40 than I am to the age I was when I graduated high school. Really bothers me a lot.
Well, yeah, it's just that's really how time goes.
I know,
I'm
but
just closer to 40 just in general.
I'm just near 40.
I got 4 years, bro. I got 4 years.
It's wild, man. I don't know, man. What's another comedy that's been like genuine? Like I laughed my ass off.
Like really, really
movie.
Funny. I know some people were talking about something. I know there was another Judd Apatow movie that was like gay dudes that was, I guess was kind of funny.
Have you guys seen We Burn After Reading?
No, I don't.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
Is that the one with like that jarring death?
That movie, death is so.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one when he gets shot in the face and he smiles.
I think I remember.
That is
I did
one of the
that.
Funniest fucking scenes. I think that movie's so funny because it's a bunch of fucking bumbling idiots.
But I guess what I'm saying is like when I say that that's the last great comedy, it's like there are movies that have come after it that are also funny. You know what I mean? Like like even Marvel movies. Like, you can watch a Marvel movie that is funny.
Has some moments.
You know, Ant-Man is funny. But, like...
Thor 3.
It's not a comedy.
Thor 3 is like, probably the like, what I say.
Definitely
of,
trying.
I think about that. Like, they're really leaning into the comedy side on that one because 2 was so bad that they're like, we gotta do something.
But that's what I'm saying.
That was like Hemsworth's nature. I think Hemsworth's like, I'm a funny guy. Yeah. Let me just be funny.
But that's the thing about it. It's like, there are movies now... Like if a movie is funny, it's almost like a secondary. It's like
it's
a movie that happens to be funny. It's not a comedy.
You're right. I'm really trying to think. I'm like racking my brain.
I guess for me, what you call it? The movie with Hitler.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit. But that's not also it's something plus comedy.
Yeah,
it
it's
is
definitely
funny,
not, it's
but
not,
it's a it's actually a very serious movie.
Yeah, because it's not like say because I could say the same thing about Bullet Train. You know. That's a very funny movie,
yeah.
But like, it's not a comedy,
right?
But it's very funny.
Damn.
But
dude.
Like, yeah, I you're right. I'm really trying.
I'm pulling
all the resources.
They really genuinely don't make them anymore.
There's got to be some like this. I'm like,
because I think it just doesn't draw people into the theater. Like,
and
no
you know what the big problem is? Since personally, I don't collect physical shit anymore. Really. Just because it's inconvenient, I can't even pull like, oh, what have I bought recently? Like, I like, because I was just like, the last Ultra DVD things, you know, Ultra 4K things was like, oh, classics, like Gladiator and fucking Matrix and stuff.
I have Gladiator on VHS. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that movie.
It's probably my top five.
I like
it's
how undertonally gay it is. I love it. I'm like, yeah, man. Well, they should just be fucking.
This is how overtonally gay that time was.
That was what I'm like. They're not.
Time was gay.
I don't think
shit.
They did that on purpose. It's just, hey, you know, things were a little gay back then.
Hey, man.
Especially in Greeks, man. You know, people.
Greek spelled backwards
is gay. Gay. It's gay.
I can't believe people never knew that. No, I was thinking about because there are some of these weirdo conspiracy guys that are trying to like dispel the rumors of like Greek people being extremely gay and homoerotic.
Oh yeah, it's insane.
And I'm like, guys,
they were just more fluid. It's
do you
fine,
know?
Bro.
I'm like, no, do you know what gym is? The word gymnasium, where it stems from? It's just nudity. It's just naked. It is literally they were these oiled up dudes doing gay shit and then being like, this is gymnasium. And then that's what the gym
Greek
is.
Greek loving
like,
is called butt sex. Like it called butt
well,
sex
if
Greek loving.
In prostitution, yeah. Greek is butt sex.
It's weird that people are so convinced that like modern traditions have lasted for a long time. You know what I mean? Like the idea that like, oh, well, they couldn't have been. You mean to tell me that the Greeks were gay when it's like. It was like problematic to be gay in America just 50 years ago.
They invented it. Just like say like a lot of cultures around the world. Like let's think of like African cultures in a lot of countries. They were very fluid with that like sexually.
They were like
and
third gender people
Native
like
American,
for a long
Native American
time.
Too,
and then these fucking colonizers came with the good old Lord book and then slapped it on their face and be like, "Don't touch his pee-pee. That's gay." And he's like, gay. And then they're like, yes, gay.
It's insane. It's
the first thing they taught them is the word gay.
The moment when you dig into history and you find out how much of the, like, how much, like, if anyone reads a book, this, like, LGBT bullshit would end, like, in a minute.
Well, a
like,
lot of the,
oh,
it's
shit.
Just a lot of the things
this
that
shit
people,
existed for a long time.
A lot of things that people think are mega long-standing are very modern.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's, right. But we've only existed and been alive in
for
that
so
time. So
long,
we just assume
yeah.
It's like, even just like something like, I mean, I talked about this on Sacred, or like a Constellation too, but it's like, even just like the nuclear family, the idea of it's just like a mom, dad, and kid, and that's it. You know? And that's it. You're supposed to take care of your own kids. It's like, no. People are, like, raising kids with villages, which is why that saying exists.
Right. Yeah, exactly
literally.
That.
But, yeah, it's the nuclear family is literally, like, made up to sell Coke. Like, actually. Like, Coca-Cola ads in, like, the 50s were like, here's a white picket fence with a mom.
Pretty much
a mom and a dad and a dog and
it's
a
all consumption. It's all
everything,
consumers.
It's all advertising. Everything is advertising. When I still think it now, even
wild.
To this day, about, like, you know, I remember when I was first started talking to JoJo. And then I was talking to her, asking her about what is her take on like wedding rings. I wanted to know. I want to see if we're going to be on the same page because I'm like, are you stupid and brainwashed or do you understand? Like, and she understood that I'm like, yeah, I don't need you to spend $10,000-$20,000 on a ring. That's absurd. That is like
that. I had a long conversation with Lillian about that too. That shit was a long conversation. I was like. What about a ring? She's like, I want one that looks nice. That's it. It doesn't matter how much it costs.
Right.
As long as it looks pretty.
Well, like, you
and
know,
I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine.
What pisses me off so much is that.
They try to trip you, though. Like, I've recently been, like, looking into rings. I went to a few stores.
I thought you got one.
Huh? I know. So I've recently been looking into rings, right?
I'll cut that out.
And I went to the store and I was just like. All right, can I get like I was asking for like a artificially grown one, obviously, because you know you're not supposed to get one of that's probably going to get a lab grown one. They cost like literally like thousands
less.
Of thousands of thousands of less. And the guy was like, "You sure you don't want one of these real ones?" That, like literally, like trying his hardest to sell me
you
it.
Sure you
and
don't
I'm
want
like,
one of these blood diamonds, sir. You don't want
your
you
ancestors.
Your
probably
ancestors
blood on
fucking
it. Great, your great great grandpa probably bred on this. I was like, no.
They literally picked them with their knuckles because they had no more fingers left.
Elon Musk mined this diamond out of a mountain with a monkey skull, barehanded.
He did
himself personally.
He slapped the rocks away until
oh
he
my
found
God.
It.
See,
and I'm like,
T for Tesla.
Can
he just
you
writes
fucking
it?
Imagine an ape slapping rocks until they're like apes
mining
with their fucking hands?
Pressurizing coal to diamonds. You put a big pile of coal there and it slaps it for like 5 minutes and it's a big ass diamond.
That'd be pretty fucking impressive.
I'm like, these animals are the future.
Hell yeah, dude.
We gotta kill them.
That's exciting.
But you got like you got your lab grown diamond.
Yeah, whatever. I got a lab grown one. It was way cheaper than I thought.
You have a like okay. So that's the thing where
we didn't mention this in the podcast. Did you see that Florida just banned lab grown meat?
I've seen a few.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen a few things because we already know what it is, though. It's not like it, because it's not ideological, even though they try to pretend like it is. It's just the fucking meat industry.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what pisses me off so much that I'm like, bro, can we, like, we're trying to progress in so many ways, and then we just let this fucking corporations just completely fuck our asses hard.
The thing is that the problem is that, like, the banks and all that shit, I'll end up dead. But they're so heavily tied, same thing with colleges, they're so heavily tied into the way the country structures right now. Yeah. To pull out of those things would lead to this. Look at the fucking, the country almost fucking fell apart,
That was because of gambling. So basically.
No, I understand, right? But when the banks fucking went belly up, the country was like, look, I'm sorry, people. But we have to.
No, that's not even true. That is the lie that was sold us, because a lot of big companies that were very reliant on stuff crash a lot of times. But then somebody else, big billionaire money, whomever.
Gave them money. Yeah,
they will absorb debt and they will take it over. The reason why we bailed them out is because those people gambled, fucked up, and they 100%. Had the influence to get covered. Instead of them losing their money, losing their bonuses, they basically what would happen, other banks would have taken their fucking place. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
I literally know two families that suffered greatly. We would know one of them too, but particularly two families of our friends that like families suffered because of that shit. Like went from like very upper middle class to like struggling for a little
bit. But what happened to them specifically? Like why did they struggle?
Because they had their 401ks and tied with those banks.
Yeah.
Right. So all that money disappeared.
And guess what? They took their money But see, that's the whole thing. They took our money and then they kept their money and their bonuses. And I remember Obama, like, you gotta give them their bonuses too. And I was like, you gotta give them their bonuses too?
You should just walk into a bank with a fork and a bib and a knife.
Let me be clear.
So, like, at this
point. Allow me to be clear. I'm black. I can shoot a jump shot.
Let me be clear. We're going to give them absolutely everything.
Let me be clear. I'm gonna shoot my jump shot and everybody's gonna be happy.
I have a 49 inch vertical.
That's pretty good.
First of all, that's pretty fucking good. That's not pretty good. That's insane.
That's phenomenal.
No standing, no squatting. I can just go. Look at this. Off what? His toes.
I have a 10-foot vertical.
he just jumps on the rim. he just gets on the basketball rim.
He jumps high enough that like there's a moment where he's just kind of like this.
Did you see?
I didn't even spring.
We're jumping around a lot.
Got
whatever.
More spring than anybody in the world.
Yeah.
It's like there's any central theme to this,
right?
We were gonna do that. This episode was gonna be answering questions.
Oh yeah,
but then we just never got to a single one.
Did
you see that? Because I didn't know this, that Dr. Disrespect had a book.
No, not at all.
What's it called?
I don't remember. It was just something.
Watching the schoolyard.
It's called Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what's crazy? You know why I can say shit? Like, they know I can be fucking horrible and make fun of people like that. There will never be a time where you could reveal any of my. Even if I got fucking. All my information got spilled to the fucking internet. All the wild porn I've watched, all of the fucking insane shit I've said, there will be not a single iota of me ever inappropriately messaging a underage person.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
Ever.
I mean, that's why I feel comfortable about it too.
It's not hard to just not do it.
Right.
It's one of those things to where, like, even in a scenario, let's say this scenario, a scenario where you could forgive Dr. Disrespect, meaning somebody pretended to be a certain age, and then as soon as it was exposed to him that, like, oh, they're underage, he immediately stops. In that scenario, I'd be like, yeah, he didn't do it. He didn't, like, you can't
mistake was made.
It wasn't even, it's not even a mistake. He didn't know. Like, you know what I mean?
No, simply a mistake was made. You know, you didn't ask them their age in the first place.
Oh, yeah, but they lied. So, ask. But I'm saying, like, in this, like everything seemed normal. And then he was like, holy shit, my bad. Hey, don't do that. Like, what, the, you know, like, block them, whatever. In a scenario like that, I'd be like, even, yeah, that's fucked up. Shit happens. You know, you wasn't even trying to do that. even that to me is the I don't see any, there's no way around it. Anyone trying to make excuses for that? Whereas like, there's no way you can't get like, why I basically what I'm saying and why I'm stuttering is, how is there anyone running defense for this guy?
It's they're disappearing. They're damn near gone now.
I saw conspiracy theories to try to disrupt the discourse.
Oh my god, have you seen Sneeko fucking going, having a fucking re-effect over it?
Wait, what did Sneeko do?
Talking about like, if a girl's just under, because he's on like a really anti-Pokimane.
And he's on a Muslim rant too.
Fucking anti-Pokimane raid, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
But it's like Pokimane's like, all she does is just like stand there and do nothing and kind of insinuate like, sexual nature and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, that's an argument that could be made.
She doesn't. But
she does. She doesn't. Even, like, she's not even sexy not even in that made, way.
But it's like, look, that's not the point, dude. That's not the point. Him trying to run defense for Dr. Spike saying like, oh, but if she's 17 and fucking 364 days and fucking 59 minutes, and I'm just like, bro.
Oh, he's trying to make like, oh yeah, she's just like a second away from being 18.
Dude, it's like, bro, really there's so many people. We don't
even know
people.
The age of the person. We don't even know if that's true.
First and foremost.
If she's actually 17 or something.
Yeah, we don't know how old the person is.
First and foremost, this is the thing, right? There's so much pussy that is, in fact, at least 21.
That's kind of the thing.
Terrifying amount of
pussy.
Well,
when you're Dr. Disrespect.
And oh, I was going to get there. Yeah. Especially when you're fucking
famous.
There's so many girls on the internet that stumble on shit that you could. Look, there's pussy out there, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. Just go get pussy that's your age. That's at least legal. Not even your age, legal.
Well, no, go get legal pussy. Like, psychologically, I understand why a lot of losers will go after young, impressionable girls.
I can't fathom it.
They can't. Well, that's it's not about you.
Can't fathom
it. It's not about you. That's what I said.
I don't want to fathom it. I don't want to. That's more what I want to.
This is why our world is broken, because people won't understand why it's so fucked up. And it's like, understand why people get in these fucked up situations, and then we can fix it. And so I understand why a lot of these fucking losers do this, because they can't date up. They can't, because they're losers. So then they find young girls that are impressionable and think you're so cool just because you're old. Because young, dumb girls don't give a fuck. They're stupid.
But like, he's man. That's
no, him. No, that isn't. Not, I'm not covering for him. I understand why regular losers do that. Dr. Disrespect could probably fuck, let's say, I'm just saying a Pokemon caliber of a woman, meaning having clout. And I'm saying he has so much fucking influence that he could have gotten with somebody on that level. So it tells you he specifically likes young girls, because he went out of his way to go chat one up. And that's where it's so, that's why it's way more fucked up than any of these other scenarios where he's a loser or he got tricked or no. It's just, I know she's a minor. And then it somehow sometimes crossed the line. I'm like, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Do women get radically less attractive as they get older? Is that a thing? That
no. People lie. Don't
I mean, at a certain point.
Well, no, I mean, no, we're talking about
No. When you're both 70 years old, you're with her because you love her.
Yeah, I know. That's what you're saying.
You're not with your miss because you're like,
and you ain't fucking
she's
no more.
Piping,
you ain't fucking no more.
You guys sit down. You guys lay next to each other in bedtime, and you guys watch and read your stories together. And you're like, oh man, I remember fucking you. It was pretty wild. I can't do it no more. My dick just don't do that. If I take a Viagra, I got to take my heart pills right afterwards. And that is not a good time.
Yeah,
like, that's what you do. You're like, oh, I remember the times of loving you. That's why you're with them, you know? But like, I've seen attractive 50-year-old women that I'm
that's what
bro,
I'm saying.
Yeah, we're talking.
I hit that up. You're older.
We kind of mentioned that. Like, we were
talking
about
in a previous episode about like Rhea Seahorn from Kim from Better Call Saul and Nia Long and
The Boys.
There's like some. There's an Asian actress who's who's like, I think like late 50s or something.
Michelle Yeoh. Michelle Yeoh is pretty
Michelle
old. She was very attractive when she was younger. So
I don't think it's Michelle Yeoh. It's somebody, I don't know. That's not the right word.
Lucy Liu?
No, I don't remember.
I'm assuming Lucy Liu's still attractive. She's fucking, gorgeous. So I don't know. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Attractive
but
hybrid,
I imagine.
Attractive hybrid.
This guy is fucking prejudiced, man.
I'm not prejudiced. I'm just, racist-ass nigga over here. I'm calling like I see
it. Like, why do you even have to say it? Why do you always have to bring this shit up, bro? Like, why you always got.
Why I gotta always be racist? Because I'm a racist.
Because I'm a racist.
You can't say that. You can't say that. Why not? I'm a racist.
I'd be like, hey, that's actually, I respect that.
You should not. You should not be like, you know what?
I respect the people who are open. I hate snakes.
There's
You know, like the Richard Spencers that were trying to pretend like they weren't fucking all about that shit. They would try to slither into the communities. You'd be like, oh no, I just care about certain things, and but I like the guy that's just like white power. You know, I'm like, I think
they're funny, but like they're still power. Scary.
Yeah,
they're so scary.
Jump scared myself.
Because what if they? Because what if they somehow get power?
Well, the open ones don't. It's always the snakes because they pretend. That's true. They pretend until they get exposed later because
racism is bad to everybody. Still, you know, like everyone hates racists. Yeah, you know,
on average, people are like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" When you come out and just start saying wild shit about someone's skin color, like, "What the fuck? What is wrong with you?"
Even people who believe that will want you to shut the fuck up about it. Probably generally,
sometimes they're like, "Yeah,
I beat my dick to black women." Don't say that.
Those motherfuckers, they're just, it's all inferiority, though. It's all, anytime anyone thinks they say they're so superior and shit, it's always because they feel inferior. It's why those people without fail, and people always say this, the motherfuckers that are always about white supremacy and the ones that hate the gays the most and all that shit, they're sucking the dudes, they're watching the fucking cuck porn, they're on Blacked. They're always watching the stuff where they're like, these people.
The idea is, if
they're on a pedestal to them.
Can I ask you something about porn? Right?
Yeah.
This is a specific question. And I feel comfortable asking this on Extra Ammo specifically.
Because only the paying motherfuckers are getting this, not everybody else.
There's an issue with the way that porn is titled.
1,000%.
Where, I'll put it this way.
It's always aggressive.
It's the aggressiveness of it. But I'm even like specifically like let me put it this way. Let's say you have an actress that you know and you like this is a reliable one.
Yeah, right? I got a good old. I got a few.
But they're in a porn that is like steps on whatever. You know what I mean? It's clearly not
right. Right.
She's clearly not related to these people.
1,000%.
But the setup is that. But I'm clicking it because it's that actress. And I'm just in it for the visuals.
Right. It's
what does that mean?
Well, it's
like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a can of worms. I just don't know how to open the right way. But no, I know what you mean.
You understand? Because I've definitely clicked on videos where I'm like, this is statistically gonna fuck up everything.
Oh.
Because now it's just gonna think I care
about that title.
About the setup and the narrative at play when it's literally just this woman.
Just seeing her in action. Right. Yeah.
It's I don't know, man.
I think it is the most sanctioned clickbait I've ever seen too, like, because like you can't do that on like YouTube and all this shit. It's so misleading. There are things like I remember being very young and when I was really into like, oh, I want to see some squirt comps, you know, like that's my shit.
The squirt Olympics, bro. I watched that shit and I was fucking my mouth was ajar. I was like, how did she shoot juice out of her pussy that far?
It's pretty crazy.
But like, that's 7 feet.
There'd be like a Cytheria, or there would be porn actresses that in their video would say compilations, and it would be maybe one. It would just be completely mislabeled videos. They get you to click on the videos, and it's not that. Like, maybe they want you to go to a website to pay, or so it's just one of those things. It would be like a Pornhub thing.
Yeah.
And it would be 100% mislabeled. And I'm like, this is the thing that would upset me. You would look in the comments because I want to see people being like, what the fuck? But they're all like, oh, yeah, she's so hot.
Dude, comments on Pornhub.
Have you read Pornhub? Pornhub comments
they're the funniest
are better
shit.
Than YouTube comments.
They're the funniest
bro.
Shit ever.
They're the best literature ever.
The funniest
like
shit.
Like the idea of people getting like, you're mad gay for watching. It's like, what are you doing here? I'm beating my dick, but I'm not gay like you. You're gay. And then slurs and then insane shit. Dude, but that's what I mean. Like, what happened is like when I was younger, before just me and my friend generally pulled together, and one of my friends had like 2 terabytes, and he downloaded a bunch of porn off browsers.
Dude, 2 terabytes.
Because that is so terabytes.
Fucking crazy.
2 terabytes is a suspicious amount.
Oh, it's so too much. That's too much porn. That's far too much porn. No, but especially at that age, that was far too much porn. Porn was like porn video was like maybe
terabytes.
Like 75 megabytes back then.
Dude, 2 terabytes is
we didn't fill it up obviously, but I had to do my laptop. My first laptop had so much porn on it, it was devious. And when it broke, I cried real tears. I fell to my knees and I was like, no.
My MacBook with a broken screen is a tragedy.
It's all
gone. It's a real tragedy. It's all gone.
It's all gone now. And I'm like, damn, dude, that was so much porn.
I'm going to see if I can find this actress that Because no, I don't have it. I don't have anything on here. I have junior. I was looking right now. It's junior sale. Because I was looking. Remember when we were talking about somebody's name being junior?
Junior.
Right.
Junior.
So I wanted junior, to be senior. Like, do I know anyone actually named junior? And so
this
I looked.
Junior.
I looked
junior,
up
senior?
Junior sale, and his name isn't actually junior. And I was like, there is no juniors. His name is Tiana Ball. He's Hawaiian. Oh, he killed himself too.
So
what? yeah, fucking dude. CTE in football, no joke.
Why is there a junior and a senior, but there's no like mid junior?
Mid junior.
My posture got better. My posture better. What happened?
How does that even work? Like,
I got so upset.
So
I inhaled.
Instead of there being like second and third and fourth, you'd put you have
mid junior, middle, junior, senior. And then you start naming them third year, fourth year, fifth year.
So stupid.
Let me see, man. If I remember this.
I know my favorite actress by fucking heart. Kendra Lust, best actress by far.
I don't like the
constant video.
This is the one great. That I like. I like this chick. Her name's Cecilia Leone. She's,
I know who that is.
You know who that is?
Yes.
She's actually, fucking.
I don't know.
Oh, here, let me pull up. It's pulled up Celine Dion.
Celine Dion sporting compilations and they're real.
Yeah, I like how it's not showing any like smut. That's pretty cool. But this is Celine Dion. The first video I ever saw of this girl, it's actually, this was when I was kind of like, let's see what's on. This was actually post Pornhub.
YouPorn?
Being wiped. Oh, and I was I was like, I want to see what's on here now. Like, I want to, like, I'm really curious to see what's been. I know, like, my old links that saved a long time ago were gone. And because it was, like, people making shit, like, compilations. Yeah. Compilations are the best for me. Anyway, so I stumbled upon this chick, and she had this video just called, like, I found out a term. Do you guys know what J-O-I is? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Jerk-off instructions?
No. Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, so he obviously... Okay, so well, there you go. I found out about that.
It's crazy.
I didn't even know about that.
Crazy. I have no clue what that is.
This fucking gooner knows all about this shit, bro.
I was absolutely a gooner until maybe my late teens.
Yeah.
I've never heard about that once.
Yeah, so I found out about it just by perusing porno because I just
Kurt's the person that decided to give it a definition hardcore.
Yeah, he knows.
You were like, I kinda, it means this exactly.
I respect that. He knows because I'm like because I was feeling like, oh man, who and he's like, no, I've seen this shit, bro. Like I'm like amateur.
I don't like it really. At
I'm
all.
Like, so I, no. Here's the thing. I'm be honest.
It's really weird.
So I'm not.
I think it's strange.
I'm not a fan of talking at all. Yeah, I don't like dirty talking. I don't like any of that
fuck
shit.
Away from me.
I don't like the.
I don't want you in the room. Actually,
I don't like J-O-I. I don't like that. But this video, this chick, and the angle of her, I was just like,
you just listen to it on mute with like a Lacrimosa playing in the background.
It was just like this shit. I was just like, hey man, this is a I'm not much of a porn guy, but I was like, this chick, bad.
I'm watching porn to the theme of the fucking Grasp of Avarice fucking final battle. The final battle is happening, and I'm listening, I'm watching porn. Jack,
you know how I know
imagine your girlfriend walks into you doing that. You're like beating your dick, standing up, watching this girl, but you're listening to this like Pirates of the Caribbean esque like adventure music, and then you're fucking. Foot on your desk, you're jacking it hard. She's like, what are you doing? And you're just like, please get out.
Dude, foot on the desk is crazy. That is insane.
You're getting exposed like that too would be
and
fucking
you're on
wild.
Your tippy toes and your fucking tippy toes are holding strong.
On your tippy toes.
Your tippy toes are holding strong.
There's no way I'm going to stay hard like that, bro. That's too much
you're
concentration.
Harder. You're like, why am I so hard right now? You blocked off the blood from leaving. Like that stretch, that blood's stuck there.
No, dude, but you know, because there's so many... There were, at a certain point, I got bored with my like material,
yeah.
Right? And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna peruse.
So you go to
but
gay
then,
porn.
But then
that's
I was just
do.
Like, how am I gonna peruse? You can't really do that effectively.
It's pretty shitty. The algorithm
so,
sucks.
But
you
I,
always
but
end
what
up
I
back
found,
in your class.
What I found
too.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've actually done this. But I used to. There was this thing on Reddit where it was just like, not safe for work, random.
Oh.
And so you would just go and you would just find new shit.
Mm.
But the issue is that sometimes it was like a bit of a gamble because sometimes you'd end up on like a not safe for work Reddit that's like you know, Chinese factory videos of people getting sucked into machines and shit. And that would really kind of throw the mood
idea,
off.
The idea of coming to that, like the idea you're being and you're fucking about the crown, and then it turns into that and you're like, oh no.
Dude, that's how I found out a lot about that stuff.
Because all of a sudden you love that.
Because it would just take you to random porn subreddits, these like random sub communities. Uh-huh. And then you could always filter by like top of like the stuff that like you thought was cool.
Oh, I see.
Which was like a pretty good way to find good shit.
Okay.
But you'd find these like JOI, or you'd find like Cuck Queen. Do you know what that is?
No.
No.
That's just cuck, but like women.
Oh, it's a women watching.
Oh, females. That breaks my heart, dog.
But like the terminology is so bizarre. That makes like goon caves? I remember that's how I found out what goon caves were, because there's like an art goon cave.
Have you seen a goon cave? Have you seen what a goon cave is?
What is a goon cave?
A goon cave is a... Imagine this room, but instead of decorated for a podcast, it was decorated for
it's gooning. All like fucking porn.
Like,
like
eight monitors and like napkins and like
they said like the lag, like dude, it's to the point that it's like you're in like a thing where like you're in a VR setup.
Is that like that Matrix?
But it's all porn. Yes, it's all porn. Gooning is going to be the end of the human race. I'm sure
it's
of
just
it.
Like it's just not.
We're
worth,
gonna stagnate
it's not
as a
worth
species.
The time. Look, man. See, this the reason why I appreciated my yeah. See, my friend, friend was doing this back in 2008 with three monitors. Like he
was that much porn.
Yeah,
he was porning out like that. That's crazy.
He was also like he didn't have to work or anything. He was rich, so that Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm not showing any of these because they're pretty.
Oh my god! Crazy.
Like I don't.
Oh yeah, like the posters on the wall.
Anime,
and like,
yeah, yeah. Like to me, it's not like some of the goon caves are just like that. That's pathetic.
That's just silly.
But like some of the things, I'm like, bro, like, come on,
like go outside, bro, quick.
You don't look. I'm telling you, you can't spend that much. That's why, like, you gotta have. You should. I don't really have. I don't have links loaded up anymore. Like that one video.
I wish, bro.
Yeah, I don't have links. Like once they got wiped from Pornhub, I just never like found anything again. Didn't because it doesn't really matter.
What's crazy to me is people that be edging for hours, bro.
I just there's just no time. I don't know. Like if I were in high school,
I've definitely edged once or twice. I've edged not even once or twice. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you, I've edged before.
I've edged unintentionally.
But edging to the point that you come so hard, one of your eye droops. You got the fucking flashbang sound.
Your
like
eye
what
droops.
Are you doing?
Look, if
have you ever heard it?
What like heard myself come like audible was enough?
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard it?
Like. Yeah. Hurt my dick or hurt
heard me. Heard
no
I've listen
never, I've never come so hard I heard it
no
it's
a you never heard like a splat like actual splat
you know what I have
and there's a sound effect like fucking splat time
I've heard like,
you know what I have
and it
heard.
Bounces around your room ding 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 ding
look what I'm
makes
like,
ding
look,
noises
I made a this is like a long time ago this girl I was with I made a video. Like, you know, I'm fucking doggy style, right? But I put the camera, my phone, I put it under hers for that view, bro. See, she can see it. Like, the light's on. It's flashing. She's so
it's
complete.
Flashing.
Yeah, well,
I know what you mean. I imagine a strobe light
I'm just trying to, like, convey that it wasn't stealthily.
The flashlight was
like,
on,
that's
yeah.
like,
oh,
fuck.
What? You didn't, oh, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's
I,
awful.
I didn't do it stealthily either. It was
yeah,
fucking cheating
yeah,
about
right,
it.
Yeah, never, never. Never. So I put it under there, and dude,
it looks so good.
The there's a landing noise that I never. It fucking blew my mind.
Landing noise.
I finished by the phone, and you could hear it.
The plop.
Hit, and I was like, what the fuck? Because like you know, if you're watching porn, they're nowhere. The mics are nowhere near the gum.
They cut that sound.
So it's by the mics, by the phone, and it like, and I was like, oh my god, it made it like, there's a landing noise.
I remember one of my closest friends when I was younger. He was like, dude, I would literally. I remember there was one time he was like, I wanted to watch porn. I ended up clicking the funny page, and he spent the whole night laughing at funny porn scenarios. There's this like time where like a cameraman got cum in his face. One guy mistakenly ended up putting his dick in a guy's ass by mistake, and they both of them started fighting.
I don't even know how
this
that
shit,
happens.
This a bunch of wild shit. Like this, like because like it was a guy, like it was a guy girl guy, right? And the guy went to put it in.
He slipped it in too fast.
And he slipped it into the dude. And the guy was like, what the fuck? And dude, the shit he showed me had me like, the idea of that, because I feel like for me, well, obviously, I think when you have an erection, your brain is so weaker than, much weaker than normal, that a laugh will take you right out of it.
Oh, 100%.
For me, laughing.
Funny stuff will.
Funny will just take.
Dude, E-fucked is.
E-fucked. That's E-fucked.
So damn funny.
E-fucked is amazing. I haven't been on in years.
And they would update their website so slowly, too.
It was like quarterly, almost.
Yeah, so I feel like by now.
This is a treasure trove.
I've mentioned this on the podcast before, on probably the main show, but I'm looking for a clip. I'm probably never going to find it because I think there's a conservative YouTuber named. He goes by two different names. One of them is called Razor Fist. And there's another, like, Rageaholic or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's the same guy. It's just like, I'm Razor Fist and whatever. He wears, like, a leather suit and these gloves, and he has on these aviators, and he just does rants about conservatism. And I am positive I saw him fucking cakes on E-Fucked. It was just him with short hair, so it was, like, a long time ago, I think. But he had the aviators, the gloves, and this dude was fucking cakes. And I'm like, I swear that was that guy. But I can't – I've been trying to find it, and I'm like – I've been trying to put in keywords, and I can't – I was like, bro – because this was probably, like, 2014, before I knew the guy.
Speaking of that, there's this guy that, like small things happen, and he's like, oh, man, I dropped my shirt. Then he goes to the company, starts beating his dick. It's like a meme of that. Like, he does it constantly. But there was one where he fucking hit his funny bone, and he ran and Spider-Man wall ran into beating his dick. And I could not stop fucking laughing. I have the video, I'm pretty sure. I sent it to Lily, and Lily was like, dude, why? She was like, Kingston, I've seen you do that in the Spider-Man game. I've seen you do that exact thing.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, though.
What is it? Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, we think we've gooned enough, man.
Anyway, I think we've answered enough of your questions.
podcast is a fucking mess, dude.
Hey.
I hope no kids at a fundamental age are watching this.
I don't think so.
Because their little brains.
So far.
You shouldn't be here. This is definitely an 18-plus show.
So far.
We're not going to say that because we want everybody's money.
Look.
But.
Well, the way that I feel
about it,
the way that I feel about it is like I was absorbing content that was not for my age demographic. By the time I was like,
dude, we all watched South Park when we were children.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as like internet content, I think it's like a little bit different. But like I think like I don't know, man. This is clearly some of you are 15.
Sorry,
yeah, clearly for sure.
But I would like to I like to imagine most of you are normal.
Yeah, adults. I think so. I don't like as far as I'm concerned. I have, at least that there's no listeners that I've come across. No one said anything that seemed obviously like you probably shouldn't be listening to us.
Like
know?
Yeah, I'm at the talent show today, and I came to tell them about the party. He's like, oh,
yeah, well, actually, you can't avoid
that's
it.
That's
like,
a good point.
I bring my daddy to work day, and
you
I'm
saying that because I think there was that guy
that Gadioactive.
Yeah, because I was like, is this like a high school talent show or something?
It had been,
but then also, but would they even accept? Would they even let you do that?
Gay is cool to say now,
but like it's also
I could see people not understand, like people looking at that song and assuming that it's like homophobic.
Some homophobic, you know what I mean? Especially the part where it says homo homo, because like moving forward I try to avoid the saying homo because technically it was a pejorative, so I was like, fuck, how do I do, because sometimes it fits so well,
it's a perfect
it's the best one they got.
It's it. I was like, fuck. I try to
avoid
other than
the flaming F word.
Yeah, that's legendary.
You can't use that.
I've never used it.
Right, we gotta
get
the fuck out of here.
It is legendary, though. Oh, it's this guy?
Is this real?
He held the wall, slid under the cover.
And then he gets it. That's pretty impressive.
Bye.
Definitely done that before.
Bye.
Yeah.
Ain't no lie, baby. I'm really bye.
Bye.
I like men and guys.